Johnny and the Bomb by Terry Pratchett. Read by Richard Mitchley. Chapter 1. After the Bombs. It was 9 o'clock in the evening in Blackberry High Street. It was dark, with occasional light from the full moon behind streamers of worn-out cloud. The wind was from the southwest, and there had been another thunderstorm, which freshened the air and made the cobbles slippery. A policeman moved very slowly and sedately along the street. Here and there, if someone was very close, they might have seen the faintest line of light around a blacked-out window. From within came the quiet sounds of people living their lives, the muffled notes of a piano as someone practiced scales over and over again, and the murmur and occasional burst of laughter from the wireless. Some of the shop windows had sandbags piled in front of them. A poster outside one shop urged people to dig for victory, as if it was some kind of turnip. On the horizon, in the direction of Slate, the thin beams of searchlights tried to pry bombers out of the clouds. The policeman turned the corner and walked up the next street, his boots seeming very loud in the stillness. The beat took him up as far as the Methodist Chapel, and in theory would then take him down Paradise Street, but it didn't do that tonight, because there was no Paradise Street anymore, not since last night. There was a lorry parked by the chapel. Light leaked out from the tarpaulin that covered the back. He banged on it.
"You can't park that here, gents," he said. "I fine you one mug of tea, and we shall say no more about it, eh?"
The tarpaulin was pushed back, and a soldier jumped out. There was a brief vision of the interior, a warm tent of orange light.